here comes Teflon Tears from out wide. Zips across and takes up the leader. Check to Why Not Rose went back through the field and took Can You Dig It with it to the turn. Teflon Tears, the leader from Why Not Lighter, who got the card across to second. Off the track, Max Anonymous with Simon Says. General Payton behind those in the stretch. Teflon Tears is clear and nailed to the rails. Teflon Tears, too good. Second, Why Not Lighter. Third into General
Payton. Well, that was a greyhound race on Saturday night at Warragul. Why are we playing that, you say? Well, because for a young man called Jacob Bedell, it was the highlight of his career so far, because he dabbles in thoroughbreds working for Lloyd Kennywell, and now he's a winning greyhound trainer as well. And he's got the elite of the elite involved in the ownership of Tears of Joy, including Jamie Carr and I think his boss as well, Lloyd Kennywell. It's great to have a chat to Jacob this morning. Hello, Jacob. Congratulations. What a night.
Hi, how are you? And thank you very much for that.
Tell me, how did you get involved in greyhounds when you've been working for Lloyd Kennywell in the thoroughbreds?
Well, I got a greyhound off the track. I adopted one that had finished racing in 2019, and I just fell in love with the breed. I thought they were a really good dog and really enjoyed them, and I thought to myself, well, I'm in horse racing. Why don't I give greyhound training a go? So I kind of had the idea for a while, and then I just put the feelers out and just went from there, really.
Had you any idea how to train a greyhound before?
No, I didn't. I'd followed greyhound racing, like watched them on the TV and, you know, read articles and all that kind of stuff. But personally, no, I hadn't actually been around a racing kennel or anything like that.
And I believe you've transformed part of Jamie Carr's facility to make it a training track. Is that right?
Yeah, so she obviously has everything set up here at Bradley Park for her equestrian and the racehorses. And when I said to her that I was interested in training, cause she's a very good friend of mine, she's my biggest support, and she said, well, I've got some old horse stables here that you can turn into kennels. And because she's got such a big property, you can really just do everything, walk them and gallop them down the track, put them on the horse walker. It's a really great variety for the dog.
How do the greyhounds go on a horse walker?
They go on. They don't seem too bothered. They just go around in a circle and, yeah, they seem pretty happy about it. Personally, I like to walk them in hand because it stimulates their brain more than just going on a horse walker. But, they go on it. They don't mind.
So how many have you got?
I've got two at the moment. I've just bought a Shimmer Shine puppy this morning as well.
Wow. What was that worth?
$3,500.
Okay. Are you going to get all of the racing crew, Lloyd Kennywell, your boss, and also Jamie Carr involved?
Well, I really was actually going to keep this one for myself, just a bit of a reward for myself. But usually when I get dogs, Jamie comes outside and sees them and goes, I want that share in that one. So she's the boss, and if she wants a share, she can have one.
So have you got a big... Who's the crew you've got involved in Tears of Joy down at the training centre?
So I've got Jamie, I've got Clayton Douglas, Daryl Horner, Richie O'Donoghue, they're jump jockeys, and then I've got Melissa Kennewell, Lloyd's wife, and April Matthews, and then an owner... she used to be an owner of Lloyd's. Her name's Jo. She breeds and races horses up in Queensland. She's got horses with everyone. So I used to ride a few of her horses when Lloyd trained them, and I just put the feelers out to her. She's a big support, and, yeah, she was keen too.
So is this something you want to delve deeper into? Because I think you're riding track work at the moment. Are you thinking about being a horse trainer as well?
Yes, not a horse trainer. I probably don't. I love riding track work, but that's really as far as my love goes for it. Being a trainer would literally take over my whole life. So probably not, but I'd like to get maybe a team of five dogs and just have that just to be competitive against everyone else. But I love riding track work. I've done it since I was about 15, and I don't have any plans of stopping.
How old are you now, Jacob?
23. I turned 24 this month in July.
And there's been a lot of talk from participants in the industry about how hard it is to get stable staff, track work riders especially. So how did you get into it?
Well, my nana trained race horses, and so I kind of grew up with it a little bit. And then she gave up when she got old and didn't really have the staff, and that was back in South Australia. And then I just kind of kept going on with it and moved to Adelaide when I was about 15 and just went from there. So I've always had a passion for racing, whether it's thoroughbreds or greyhounds, even the trots. So I like enjoy that. So, yeah, it is hard to get stuff in horse racing, reliable ones, that is, and experience. So.
And do you study or work outside of what you're doing now?
No, my whole life goes into my greyhounds and horses.
Yeah,
pretty
wow.
much horse racing has taken up most of my life since I was about 15. So.
Well. It's a great industry when you're able to work in, and the love for the animal, all animals, the greyhounds as well as the horses, is what keeps passionate people like yourself involved. And now it could be the start of a new career. When do we get to see Tears of Joy again?
He is racing. I'm nominated him for Warrigal on the 5th.
Teflon July. Tears, I should say. Teflon Tears.
Yeah, Teflon Tears.
So, sorry, when's Teflon Tears running?
Nominated for the 5th of July at Warrigal over the 460. So if he gets a run, I think he'll be up in the finish for sure.
All right. Well, we'll be watching and cheering him on. What price was he?
Last I checked for that, I think just before the race, he went into about 460 and he opened up it at $5. So.
Well. Someone got on. Well done, Jacob. It's a great story getting everyone involved. And for someone like yourself, getting your first greyhound to have a win's a moment you won't forget. And it's good to see you using Jamie's facilities while she's overseas as well to train greyhound winners. Good on you, mate.
Thank you very much for that.